What if the restlessness you feel isn't a problem to be fixed, but a compass pointing toward your unlived life? That gnawing sense that you're capable of more, that your days slip through your fingers filled with everyone's priorities except your own? This isn't weakness. It's your spirit demanding its birthright, freedom. We've been taught to quiet this voice, to be reasonable, to wait for permission that will never arrive. But what happens when we finally listen? When we stop apologizing for wanting more and start claiming the life we were meant to live? This is where transformation begins. Not in some distant future when conditions are perfect, but right now, in this moment, with this choice. Every human action flows from one of two sources, the drive toward freedom or the retreat into fear. There's no neutral territory. Freedom means living authentically, expressing your truth without apology, pursuing dreams without permission, loving without restraint, standing on principle even when alone. It's the ability to wake up and design your day rather than surrender it to distractions and others' demands. Fear operates differently. It masquerades as protection, but actually imprisons. It whispers that you're not ready, not worthy, not enough. It points to all the ways you might fail, all the people who might judge you, all the comfort you might lose. Fear doesn't just stop you from taking action, it slowly erodes who you are until you become a shadow of your potential, a collection of compromises rather than a force of nature. Here's the uncomfortable truth. Most people live far beneath their capabilities, not because they lack talent or opportunity, but because they've surrendered to fear disguised as practicality. They've traded their dreams for security, their authenticity for acceptance, their aliveness for approval. The tragedy isn't that they failed, it's that they never truly tried, never gave themselves permission to want something magnificent and then chase it with everything they had. Your greatest enemy is the three-headed serpent within. Doubt whispers, "What if you fail?" Delay commands, "Not yet." And division inflates your ego, convincing you you're fundamentally alone. The antidote is courage forged from faith, action, and love. Faith means believing you can grow. Action means moving despite terror. Love means staying open despite hurt. Motivation isn't something that happens to you, it's something you create. Fan the spark through daily attention. Review your goals each morning, journal why they matter, visualize your desired reality, schedule concrete next steps. Action sustains and enlarges motivation. Nothing keeps your fire burning like hard work, momentum, and progress. When you take meaningful action, you prove change is possible and build the identity of someone who follows through. Your attitude and environment either amplify or extinguish motivation. Meet challenges with enthusiasm, surround yourself with people who elevate you, create spaces that inspire you. These aren't minor details. They're the ecosystem where your motivation flourishes or withers. Your life is measured in days, each one either yours or stolen. The theft happens gradually. Unwanted meetings, soul-draining projects, hours scrolling through strangers' curated lives. You wake with intentions, but realize by evening you spent the day responding to others' urgencies while your dreams gathered dust. Start with brutal honesty. Divide every activity into meaningful or meaningless based on what makes you feel alive. That prestigious job everyone envies, if it hollows you out, it's meaningless. That creative project no one understands, if it ignites your soul, it's everything. People will resist your reclamation. They'll call you selfish for protecting your time, unrealistic for pursuing passion. This is the test. Will you defend your life or surrender it piece by piece? Freedom belongs to those who master their mornings, who rise before the world makes demands. It belongs to those who understand that no is a complete sentence, that obligations are often optional, that you can love people deeply while refusing to let them derail your purpose. Create a written manifesto. What will you accomplish this week, this month, this year? What will you stop doing? Then protect these intentions fiercely. Your time is your life. Spend it deliberately. Most people miss life itself. Sunrises lost to yesterday's arguments. Children's laughter drowned by tomorrow's worries. Presence means showing up fully, as the observer watching your patterns, the director consciously creating, the guardian protecting your energy, the warrior fighting for what matters, the lover shining attention on others, the leader elevating everyone around you. Integrity extends presence through time alignment between who you claim to be and how you actually live. Most integrity breaks aren't dramatic betrayals, but small compromises. The white lie, the forgotten promise, the rudeness justified by stress. These small acts solidify into a character beneath your true self. Define who you want to be specifically. Write down the qualities that would make you feel whole. Then close the gap between knowing and doing. Think before acting. Never commit without genuine enthusiasm. Keep your word. Treat everyone with respect. Tell the truth. Favor action over hesitation. Your integrity is the foundation of everything. Lose it, and nothing else matters. Standing emotionally open without fear or expectation is the ultimate act of courage. We build walls to protect our hearts, but we're actually imprisoning them. Love isn't contained in the human heart. It's divine energy flowing through everything. It has no limit and cannot be depleted. The walls you built to protect love actually block it. The scarcity you fear is an illusion created by diminished awareness. You don't need to wait until someone deserves your love or protect yourself from giving too much. You can love fully, immediately, without condition. Not because others have earned it, but because love is your natural state. You can reject harmful behavior while still holding loving intent, maintain boundaries while remaining open, be hurt, and still choose love. The breakthrough isn't finding love, it's letting it through. When you tear down walls of worry and hurt, love shines through you again. Even a small ray can burn through armor of sadness. This isn't weakness, it's the greatest power available to human beings. Your freedom exists now through simple choices: presence over distraction, courage over comfort, action over delay, love over fear, your agenda over others' urgency. This isn't one time, but daily practice, a moment-by-moment reclamation of your life. Some days you'll feel unstoppable, others you'll struggle. Both are part of the journey. What matters isn't perfection, but direction. Are you moving toward freedom or away from it? The forces keeping you small, social conditioning, fear, self-doubt, others' expectations, haven't disappeared. They never will. But now you see them clearly, choices you've been making unconsciously. Each morning offers fresh opportunity to choose differently, to align actions with deepest values, to honor the life you're building rather than the life others expect. Freedom is a muscle that strengthens with use. You stand at the crossroads. Continue as you are or claim the life you were meant to live. The world needs you fully alive, not half present. Stop waiting for permission, preparing to be ready, or playing small. Your one wild, precious life is happening now. The gap between your current reality and your dreams isn't bridged by grand gestures. It's bridged by small, courageous choices repeated daily until they become your identity. Show up when you don't feel like it. Keep promises to yourself when no one's watching. Choose growth over comfort so many times that growth becomes your default. Claim it. Live it. Make it magnificent. Not someday when you're ready, but now, imperfectly, courageously, authentically. Your life is waiting for you to finally show up.